Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about fasting and the virtue of fasting. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very important month as far as spiritual perfection, the acquisition of spiritual perfection is concerned. In this month, we are obliged to fast. This is one of the distinctions of this month. In the Holy Quran, we read the following regarding this matter. O ye who believe, O ye who have faith, O you who have faith, prescribed for you is fasting, as it was prescribed for those who were before you. Right? So this is an allusion to the fact that fasting is one of those actions, one of those acts of worship, which was present in all religions, even before the advent of Islam. This was something that existed at that time. What is the purpose of fasting? Allah alludes to this here in this verse where he says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become God-wary. Right? The act of fasting, it brings us closer to taqwa, to piety. And acquisition of piety is itself one of the essential, the prime and the essential virtue within Islam. Even justice, in some verses of the Quran, it's been mentioned that, even justice is something which is not an essential virtue, right? Rather, it's a means to the acquisition of piety. Like, for example, we have this verse which says, اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Right? Being just, it brings us closer to being pious. But regarding piety, we don't have anything. It has not been mentioned that piety, it has a goal, that we become pious to acquire another virtue, right? So from this, we can gather that piety is kind of an essential virtue within Islam. In any case, the Prophet said, fasting is incumbent upon you. Why? For verily, it severs the roots of desires and removes wildness. It removes wildness and, uncontrollability from us. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has also been reported to have said, everything has a zakat. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ zakatun, and the zakat of the bodies is to fast. Everything has a charity. Everything has a zakat. Wa zakatul abdan as-siyam. The zakat of the bodies is to fast. This is also a very beautiful hadith. We have some hadith that says the zakat and the charity of knowledge is to teach people. Right. So if you've been given a blessing, it requires a charity. The charity that we should give for the blessing of health and our bodies is to fast and to keep the fast. And the Prophet also said, fast and you will be healthy. Right? So it's not that we're giving something, but we're not getting anything back. Right? We give this charity from our bodies and we get something better in return, which is good health. Sumu tasehu. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of fasting in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل